Good morning, Jeff Motes, KFOR Sports. The Nebraska men's basketball team fell to Michigan 102-67 Tuesday night at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Head coach Fred Hoiberg was disappointed in lack of effort in the loss.
We were completely out of it. It's embarrassing. It's humiliating. And got to find a way to fix it. But it's very, very discouraging what I saw out there as a group collectively.
Alonzo Verge had 31 points to lead the Huskers. Freshman forward Wilhelm Breidenbach left with a leg injury during the second half, and Hoiberg said that they'll get a scan to find out the extent of the injury. Boys basketball Tuesday night. Lincoln Christian got a 64-42 road win at Seward in a game heard on KFOR. Luke Huvendick hit this three-pointer in the first half as part of his 10-point performance for the Crusaders.
Back the other way to Huvendick. Huvendick's going to pop a three. It's good.
Well, it's a good-looking stroke. Huvendick got his feet set and knocked that down.
Will Wilson and Tim Bob Kitzmiller on KFOR with the call. Gage Holen led Lincoln Christian with 13 points. Other scores last night in boys basketball. Lincoln Southwest beat Norfolk 66-55. Waverly edged Blair 51-50. College View beat Cedar Bluffs 58-16. And Malcolm beat Weeping Water 78-27. Full scores are up at KFORnow.com. Lincoln East quarterback Noel Walters on Tuesday was named Nebraska's Gatorade Football Player of the Year. Husker football news, Nebraska is seriously looking at Pitt offensive coordinator Mark Whipple to take the same position with the Husker program. Mitch Sherman with The Athletic told Hail Varsity Radio on ESPN Lincoln Tuesday, with Whipple's experience, he also did a great job with the Panther offense.
We know that he did a great job with Kenny Pickett this year, who's a Heisman finalist at Pitt. We know that he's experienced, that Mark Whipple has been around, that he's been at, he's been a head coach, that he's got experience in the Power Five.
Hear more of the Hail Varsity podcast page at ESPNLincoln.com. And Heisman Trophy winner and Nebraska football great Eric Crouch is now among college football's all-time greats. He was inducted Tuesday night into the College Football Hall of Fame. I'm Jeff Motes, KFOR Sports.